Pergellin knew it grated at Numion to leave the others behind. In the end, it was Leodrak who had volunteered to lead the rest of the company into the spaceport, so the Pyre captain and Raven Guard could reach an alternative means of escape. Assaulting the spaceport had never been viable. It was dismissed before being mooted, but their enemy didn't know that. Intent on killing the interlopers who had interfered with their plans, the word-bearers had concentrated their entire force on the team attacking the spaceport. No one would see the three lonely travelers insanely braving the lightning fields. At least, that was the theory. Pergellin would have stayed with the diversion group too, were it not for the fact that further insurance in getting the human off-planet was deemed prudent. His scope would watch them and track the ash wastes for errant legionaries who had scented the ruse and decided to come hunting. He was lying flat, the scouring ash wind raking his power generator and shoulders as he propped his rifle beneath his chin. His eye had not left the scope since he had found his position on the dune. It was a good vantage, high enough to allow for decent coverage, but low so that he didn't stick out. It was solid too, a ridge of bedrock sitting under all that ash. He first tracked Hryak, then Numion, and finally Grammaticus, allowing the crosshairs of his targeter to settle on the human's hooded head. Then he moved the scope back across the wastes to see if they were being followed. So far, so good. By his reckoning, the landing site wasn't far, and once there, they would find the gunship they had secreted upon planetfall. The other operational vessel didn't matter now. It was far from their reach, but Pergellin had plotted a return route to it in case an emergency exfiltration was still possible. A brief blizzard of ash squalled across him, muddying the lens of the Iron Hand's scope. He maintained position, but as he peered through the now occluded scope, he thought he caught sight of three large humanoid shapes moving against the storm. Visibility was already poor, but it was made worse by the dirty lens. Pergellin considered raising the alarm, but decided against it in case Vox traffic was being monitored in any way. He doubted it was Leodrak or any of his men, but had to be sure if he was going to make a kill. Lifting his body up onto his elbows, he went to clear the lens when he heard the faintest crunch of displaced sand behind him.
"Stand and turn. I won't shoot you in the back," ordered a gruff voice.
It was the first time he had heard it, but Pergellin knew instinctively who it belonged to. With that information in mind, he relaxed the grip on the bolt pistol strapped to his hip.
"Honor?" queried Pergellin, rising. "I understood that the 17th had long abandoned such scruples."
"I serve my own code. Now, turn."
Pergellin did so, and saw a warrior armored in red and black. His trappings were battered and stained. He remembered him from the ambush site, the attack on the manufactory, and the skirmish at the outflow. Seemed the word-bearer remembered him, too.
"You are the scout,"
he said, nodding. Pergellin wondered if he'd done it out of respect.
"And you, the huntsman?"
The warrior nodded again.
"Barthusa Narek."
"Verud Pergellin."
"Your skill is impressive, Pergellin,"
Narek admitted.
"I don't think we're here to compare notes, though, are we?"
"Correct. I would have preferred to match myself against you, rifle to rifle, but there is no time for that now."
He sounded almost regretful.
"Instead, we are left with bolt pistol or blade."
Upon first sight of him, Pergellin had logged and gauged the threat of each of the huntsman's weapons. They seemed to consist mainly of blades, but he also had a bolt pistol and the sniper rifle currently aimed at the Iron Hand's heart.
"Are you agreeable to these terms?"
Narek asked.
"Why are you doing this?"
I assume you're not asking about the acts of my legion or my fealty to that legion. If what I think you're asking is why did I not just execute you where you lay, and why now I'm allowing you a chance to kill me, the answer is simple. I need to know, who is the better?
Crouching down, his eyes never leaving Pergellan for a second, he unhooked the rifle's strap from over his shoulder and set it down on the ridge in front of him. Then he stood.
Now we are even. So I shall repeat. Bolt, pistol, or blade?
The ash wind was howling, and the grit lashing around the two legionaries facing one another across the dune. Pergellan estimated there was little more than 4 meters between them. He had to end it quickly. Enemies were converging on Numion and the others. If nothing else, he had to issue a warning, but not before he'd dealt with this. He made up his mind.
A fair offer, said Pergellan. Blades?
Very well. Each legionary reached for his pistol, knowing the other would do the same. A single shot rang out. Narek was faster.